With Fisherman's Forecast, I'm Rick Bornow with Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli, brought to you by the Gloucester House Restaurant.
The Gloucester House Restaurant at historic Seven Seas Wharf, 63 Rogers Street, Gloucester. This is owner Lenny Linquata.
We provide service and product better than anybody else. It comes directly from our boats right to your plate. We have fishermen that work great for us. We are wholesalers that we buy what we want to serve to our customers, and we put the rest of it right out in the market.
The Gloucester House Restaurant. Visit thegloucesterhouse.com.
This is the freshest seafood you can get from our boats to your plate.
Okay, Coach. We got to do the bad stuff first. We got to look back at last week's game, and I don't know if it was similar to last year or not when you met Beverly the first time. But Beverly, a lot of kids back and looking very strong this year.
Yeah, they have they're a real experienced team. They have some great athletes over there, some great football players. They always do. I mean, just because they changed the coaching staff, it's the same Beverly kids, same Beverly attitude. Obviously, they were home. They were ready to play Saturday morning/afternoon. Their place, they were eager to get on that field, and I think it took us a while to get going. Now that's a long bus ride, and not that that's an excuse, but it's always tough to go to Beverly. It's always tough to play Hurd Stadium Saturday mornings. They have the experienced staff over there, experienced crew over there, and they played us well. I was proud of my kids. You know, even though we kind of got let the first half get away from us, we didn't give up. We hung tough, and we were able to put some points on the board and hold them scoreless the second half. It's not as good as a win, but it's something to build off of.
I don't know that you had any deals like that where you had a big lead, a big deficit, I should say, when you were playing and had to come back. But you have had a couple of times as coach, and when the kids have to dig deep, even if they don't come out with a win, how do you deal with positives with the kids? You know, in coaching the bus ride home, and then the next week, what do you do? What's the modus operandi on that?
Well, you know, I think our message is twofold. First is that, you know, it's never acceptable to take a loss, right? We never want to lose, obviously, and we want to win, you know, and that's our goal every week, is to put a W on the board. But at the same time, you have to look at the positive things that we did in the second half. I thought, you know, when we watch film with these kids, you know, you go through it and you correct the mistakes, and that's the most important thing. You correct the mistakes, the things we did wrong, and you try to make those things better. Our message to these kids all week was be better. Be better. And that started when we got back here after the game. Be better this week. Be better at practice. Be better in school. Be better at everything that you do this week so we can be better on Friday night. So you go through film, you can make those corrections, but you also point out the things that we did really well in the second half. And, you know, I thought, especially defensively, the second half of the game, we really put a lot of pressure on the quarterback. We defended the pass a little bit better. We shut down the run. And those are the things you want to emphasize kind of heading into the next week for the next game. Yeah, you obviously make the corrections, but you want to, you know, build these guys back up because they have another game the next week. And that's what we've been trying to do all week.
How do kids take correction, Tony? Does it change from year to year, from team to team, from individual to individual?
It's always different. You know, we kind of have the way we do things, and we've always done things. I remember sitting in the film room with Coach Silver, and, you know, you're there, and whether you had a good game or not, you're pulling your hair out because he's found something you did wrong, and, you know, we ran the play for 80 yards, a touchdown, but you did something wrong, and he's making that correction. And it was the same under Coach Ingram, and it's the same under me. You know, film sessions aren't always the most pleasant place to be for these kids, and they learn, and they film doesn't lie, we always say, right? So no matter what you do, no matter what the play is, whether it's successful or not, there's always something you can be better at. And film day is a tough day for a lot of these kids, and it's a humbling experience. And then, you know, as you go through the work week, you pick out those things you found on film. You try to make corrections during the week. You practice those things, and you show the kids that they are making an improvement. So by the time you get to Friday, they're more confident than they were on Monday.
One thing I've noticed in dealing with Fisherman Forecast with you over the last couple of years is that early in the season, sometimes you make changes, positional changes with kids. You ask them to play somewhere else, and sometimes that must be hard. A kid wants to do position A, but you put them in position B. Has any of that stuff happened this year?
It happens every year, and we always have this discussion in camp, and we always say, listen, guys, you're on this team. You want to play certain positions. You want to have certain roles. But we do not do what's best for you. We do what's best for the team. And we're going to ask you to do what's best for the team. And that might mean that you want to play tight end, but you're playing quick tackle this week. Or you might want to be a fullback, but you're a guard for us. And you either accept that or you just don't make it on this team, because we've done that forever. You know, our guards in this offense are you know, former fullbacks. Our tackles are former tight ends. If we had 80 kids, maybe we could hold positions, but we don't have that luxury. We have 35 kids, 40 kids on the roster. So most years we actually have a kid, okay, you're our tackle, but you also need to know split end, or you're the tight end, you also need to know strong tackle, or you're the quick guard, or you also need to know center. So those are the types of things we ask of these kids. They need to know every position on the field, and it's the same on defense. You might be a linebacker 1 week, and the next week, you know, depending on who we're playing, you might be a defensive end. Mm-hmm. So yes, that happens all the time. It happens every year. It happened this week to two kids. Beginning of the season, first week of the season, we moved three kids from skilled position roles to linemen because that's where the need was. Mm-hmm. So they know it. They know it's coming. They know to expect it. And we only do it in order to benefit the team, but we also think that it's a better role for that kid and he's got a more better chance of playing time in that other role. We never move a kid to put him in farther down on the depth chart.
I think it was a Brett Cahill. I think he ended up, he was a fullback. He was on the offensive line. And then he ended up being a quarterback. Was it Brett? Is that, remember that right?
There's a few kids like that. You know, Coach Anderson was just here. I know his senior, Robbie Lowe, wanted to be a fullback. And he was a fullback freshman year. And he came in sophomore year. And he was a fullback for half the year. And we said, okay, Robbie, you're going to move to guard. And he said, okay, Coach, I'll do it for the team. And junior year, he came back out and goes, you said I could try out for fullback my junior year if I helped you out at guard. I said, okay, Robbie. And he went to fullback for, I think, one day, and then we said, okay, right, back to guard. So it happens every year. I mean, that happens, and it happened under coaching. I mean, it's happened in Gloucester forever, and it's going to continue to happen. That's just the way it goes here.
How cruel. All right, Coach, so what's on the horizon now with Swampscott coming up? They've had a bit of a hot and cold start, but, boy, they were hot last week.
Yeah, they had, you know, they played right after us. We played classical, and they played English the next, you know, the next game that first week. And, you know, I listened to the game. I watched, you know, was watching the scoreboard, and it seemed like it was a really tough game for them. And then, you know, this last week they played classical, and I looked at the scoreboard, and all of a sudden it's 35-7, you know, and it's a tale of two games. You know, I think English did some things well. I think, you know, Swampscott was a little, you know, little rusty the first game out, and I think they put it all together this week against classical. It seemed like they could score on Will. The quarterback, you know, delivers the ball where it needs to go. He puts zip on it when he needs to put zip on it. He lofts it in when he needs to loft it in. He understands the position. He understands how to get the ball to his receivers. And he's got a couple really talented receivers out there, that make things happen, make, you know, phenomenal catches against classical going up the sideline, you know, behind him one-handed. Some circus catches. They're really making things happen for Coach Serena.
All right, Coach, good luck this week.
Thank you.
All right, that's Gloucester football coach Tony Zerilli with MSO New Sports. I'm Rick Moore.